time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Dave Carlton joins us now. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thanks, Coz. Looking forward to another action-packed show on the chases.
All right, now the 8 heats of the TAB Melbourne Cup have been drawn. How's your mate Ferrell Franking Goodotarada going in the draw?
Well, I can tell you the New South Wales Greyhounds, the leading contenders from our state, were given visitors' draws. The Ferrell is going to jump from box 5 in heat 2, and Goodotarada is set to start from box 8 in heat 4. Ferrell Franking's trainer, Jack Smith, is our guest today. Jack, good morning to you. What were your thoughts when you saw that he'd got the yellow rug?
Good morning, Dave. No, he's been a little bit lately, so we would have preferred a little bit closer to the fence, maybe. But it just depends on what the dogs do around him. As I've said before, we know he's not going to lead, so if he can get a position and down the back and do his thing, mate.
Well, just looking at his stats, he's won 4 races from box 5, and that's the equal of his best winning strike rate from any box.
Yeah, well, he can go either way. He doesn't, you know, he likes to rail, but he will go around if they clutter up along the fence and he gets to the corner. So he can go either way when he's in the middle, but you don't want to, playing that in this greater race, if there's any backwash and you cop it, well, it's good night, Irene.
Yeah, well, Jack, it looks a fairly even heat, heat number 2. You've got Jaro Bale for Andrea Daly in box 1. He loves an inside draw. And Weblek Ace for Jeff Britton in box 7. He's been jumping well. But the Ferrell set Sandown a light 2 runs back, carving out 29.08. That's low flying.
Yeah, he was certainly on that night. It was a nice warm night. The track was great. Everything just panned out well, and he clocked the fastest time at Sandown this year in a race, so it looked good on his resume.
Well, he finished second at the Meadows in the Top Gun almost 2 weeks ago. It was a top run. He chased home Get It Gizmo. How often have you had him off the lead since, Jack?
He works here during the week, but he had a trial at Dubbo, the same preparation before we went to Sandown, and the other week, and he ran pretty much the same time, a touch quicker, if anything, but not much. Okay. And that's been it, just a run behind the hare once a week, and the rest is just here up the slip.
Well, Ferrell Franking, he had no luck in the semi-finals of the TAB Million Dollar Chaser, taking a tumble before turning up again a week later on and winning the last on the card on final night in a fast 29.57. He's one tough customer, Jack, just like a footy player from days of old.
Yeah, well, he doesn't mind it a little bit rough, but that was just made the wrong option that night. It was nobody's fault but his own. There was just a clump of dogs in front of him, and he ended up on a dog's back. And thankfully, he got up and he ran around and finished it off. And like you said, he's such a tenacious chaser that we galloping through the week, and he seemed okay, so we backed him up, and he
speaking
won.
He bolted in. And speaking of footy, Jack, yesterday you sent me a pic of the Ferrell in a South Sydney coloured hide suit. I mean, you'd want to watch out. I reckon Wayne Bennett might give you a call and sign him up for the centres at the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, well, he might be a better forward, I think, taking it up the middle. Yeah. Nah, it's all good, but the Rogue people were kind enough to do one for the Ferrell and put the Rabbitoh colours on it and his name, and he looks quite smart in it, so let's hope he lives up to it.
Do you want me to get him a Dragons one?
Probably not, no. The Rabbitoh one looks quite good.
Jack, Ferrell Franking's now won 21 of 37 starts and over $400,000 in prize money. Look, it's hard to believe he's just over 2.5. He's still only young. What would it mean to you to beat the Victorians on their home soil and snatch the TAB Melbourne Cup?
Oh, yeah, it'd be a feather in the dog's cap to win a group race down there, that's for sure. We're not denying that, but we've had a great ride, so whatever happens, we'll be, and He's run second there in the three group races, I think, now. The Maturity and the Top Gun and a Speed Star, so, and a fastest time at Sandown, so they've seen a fair bit of him and seen some of the best of him. So, but it'd be great, yeah. It would be good to be in a Melbourne Cup final, that's for sure.
When are you going to head down south from Forbes, Jack?
Not till Friday morning, yeah. That's what we did the other week. And
okay.
It's quite comfortable. We get there quite early. Get up and go. Uh-huh. It's going to be hot here in the next few days, but and hot down there on Thursday, so it wouldn't be any good going down early anyway. So.
Okay.
On the Friday, it's going to be quite nice down there, about 20 degrees. So.
All right, that's perfect. And by the way, congratulations on Little Digger. Little Digger got up at Bathurst on Monday, still going strong.
Yeah, no, he's a marvel. He's just one of those dogs you love to have in your kennels. And he hasn't been winning out of turn of late, but he's been trialling good. And he was raced some dogs that were a little bit down on what he's been racing, so... He relished that, I think. He liked that, and he done really well.
Well, Jack, all the best with our cult hero, Feral Frankie, on Friday night. Race 2 at 27 minutes past 7. We're all going to be glued to Sky Racing and cheering him on. And thanks, as always, for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
No problem, mate. Thank you.
Sean, Jack Smith.
What a racing's going to be. Absolutely brilliant. Now, you've also got news. Scratchings close this afternoon for tomorrow's Goulburn meeting.
Yeah, Scratchings close at 4 o'clock today for tomorrow's Goulburn card. The meeting has an early start due to hot weather expected at 10:29 a.m. And, Sean, look, I've just got the latest betting on the all-in market for the TAB Melbourne Cup from the TAB. And I can tell you that Feral Frankie is $12 in the all-in market to win the final. Shima Shine, the $7 favourite, Hooked on Scotch, $12 into $9, sharing the second line of betting with Senaki, Whiskey Riot, and Who Told Stevie. Who Told Stevie is also in Feral's heat. Now, Feral Frankie is the $3.30 second favourite with the TAB fixed to win Heat 2 behind Weblek Ace at $3.20 and Jarrow Bale at $3.50. Look, apologies, I did say that Who Told Stevie is in Feral's heat. That's not right. Good Odds Harada is the second elect to win Heat 4 from Box 8 at $3.70 behind Who Told Stevie, which is $2.70 from Box 5. Oakvale Beauty from Box 1 for Jeff Britton's been backed, $5 into $4.40. I'll speak to Frank Hurst tomorrow morning about Good Odds Harada, about the draw and everything else on Going Greyhounds. All the markets are up from tab.com.au, including the four heats of the Bold Trees for the Stayers. Mrs. M Grand for Luke Azzopardi is $5 in Heat 1, Box 1, up against the likes of Tornado Tears in 8 and Rajasthan in 4. In Heat 2, another New South Wales chaser, the Evergreen Ebby Ripper, is $14 in Box 2 for Michael Eberan. Blue Moon Rising for John and Minnie Finn, $3.40 in Box 3. And Dublin Lad for Barry Howe, $13 in Box 6. In Heat 3, Rockstar Beeve, owned in New South Wales by Chris Nutt and Sean Evans, is $15 in Box 3. While Rippin' Sam, now in Perth via New Zealand, draws Box 7 in Heat 4 of the Bold Trees for his first start since August 31 and is a $12 chance. So go New South Wales on Friday night, Coz.
All right. Good on you, Dave. Now, you got a few tips for us today and need a winner.
Yeah, it's been pretty lean pickings, I can tell you. Two meetings in New South Wales today, Coz. Richmond's first up from 2 minutes past three this afternoon. The best bet, race 1, number 5, Umbrella Man, 1-5. The value bet, race 7, number 8, Always One, 7-8. Wentworth Park is on tonight. Good card. It starts at 7 minutes past 7. The best bet comes up in race 9. It's number 4, Fabulous Penny, 9-4. The value bet is race 8, number 8, Twice as Wise. And that's it, Coz, for another Going Greyhounds.